Blog Talk Radio.
Burning buildings down and houses and burning each other up. They ain't gonna know what the hell they doing with the fireworks, and they're gonna be real drunk and real careless. So, you know, hopefully people are safe, you know, and be safe today, because it's just a regular average day out there amongst the people. But right now here online, it's the Tuesday spot right here on the D Hour Show. And, you know, as always, your boy D Slate, your boy CK is in the building. My man CK is in the building with me, my calls. We getting it in, CK. What's good, bro?
Not much is going on with you, D Slate. I mean, I was listening, I was looking at when you talking about the fireworks. I mean, really? I hope nobody don't burn nobody's house down this year. Or, along on the left side situation there, you know.
Hey, you know some people out there get a little careless, man, and you know, they light the firecracker, and then, you know, it, you know, they run away, they kind of trot away thinking it's gonna pop, and it doesn't pop, and they walk up to it and it pop right in their face. And you know, some people think it's funny, you know, hey, he's got the fireworks in his back pocket, just light it. You know, they think stuff like that is funny, you know, and then when he trotted off to the hospital with half an ass, then, you know, it's no longer funny no more, because he can't put the sexy drawers on no more. You know, now it's not funny.
Nah, they can't put the sexy drawers on no more with that big old chunk gone and everything. So it's like,
You can't put sexy drawers on half a ass. It just don't work like that. You know, so, you know, just be careful with the fireworks. Don't burn each other up. Don't burn houses down. Be safe. And don't fire off fireworks while you're drunk. I mean, there's some states, you know, that still allow it, but there's a lot of states that don't allow people to do it because people just got a little too careless. I know here in AZ, it ain't happening because it's such a dry heat out here, man. People have been in burned down the whole state of Arizona trying to light fireworks. So, you know, they got to leave it in the hands of the professionals, and people just got to sit out there and watch. You know, they just got to sit out there and watch the festivities and just watch the fireworks, you know. Other places, they may allow you to do it, and that's great. You know, you may get a chance to throw some poppers around and, you know, flick off some sparklers or something like that. But, you know, even that, you got kids putting poppers in their mouth and, you know, people trying to light sparklers in people's back pocket. Just stupid stuff, man, you know. You know, and all, for all those individuals that think it's funny to light fireworks on people and think it's funny to burn people with fireworks, no doubt you get a V-slap. Okay?
Thank you.
You get a V-slap for that, you know, if you think that's funny. But, you know, as usual, you know, we're kicking it off, as always, the D-Hour Show. We got the deep poetry spot tonight. Yeah, you know how we do it on Tuesdays. It's the deep poetry spot. And absolutely, me and CK are going to sit back and relax tonight and listen to. We got two great poets on tonight. We got Miss Jamika Ward is going to be joining us tonight on the Deep Poetry Spot, as well as my man Steve Scott, better known as Steve-O, is going to be joining us from Chi-Town. You know, he's going to be joining us tonight on the Deep Poetry Spot. So can't wait to hear some of their poetry. You know, me and CK are going to be chilling. We're going to sit back and relax and get our listen on and give our critique, and you know, if it's sexy, we'll let them know. You know, if they read it like they're reading an obituary, we'll let them know. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is. But hopefully, you know, they have some incredible poetry tonight. And of course, you know, we got hits. You know, we got all the hits for you. You know, we play all the amateur, any upcoming artists and celebrity hits, some of your favorite hits. We get it in, as always, on the Tuesday spot. And make sure you guys tune in to the D-Hour Show tomorrow on Nod Your Head Wednesday. They're going to be talking to Greg Nice from the hit old school rap group Nice and Smooth. They're going to be talking to him. Uh-huh. You never know who else they're going to be talking to, so you better keep it locked. As well as this Thursday, on Celebrity Thursday, your boy D Slate will be getting it in with R&B superstar singer, R&B pop superstar singer Maya is going to be in the building.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah, I'm getting it in. D Slate getting it in with Maya. We're going to get a chitty chat on. You know, we're gonna get our chat on. You know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely gonna be talking to Maya, and you know, this Saturday on Indie Up Saturday, we're gonna be getting in with Noel Gordine. I've been playing Noel's music for a long time. The brother is bad. Brother got some incredible music. Definitely can't wait to talk to him. And we got more interviews, you know, coming in the coming week. You know, we got you know, make sure you guys, you know, stay tuned for the Covenant Cafe coming up this Sunday. This following Sunday with Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lace. And also, you know, next week will be the second show, the second episode of the I Got Something to Say show with my girl, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous. So make sure you guys definitely keep tuned. And if you are a hip-hop artist, if you are R&B singer, and if you are a poet and you like to be interviewed on a D-Hour show, you'd like us to play your music on the show, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords, The Hour Show. And for all those out there that's listening, if you want to give us a call, you want to talk to CK and D Slate tonight, all you got to do is dial 718-766-4553. 718-766-4553. We're going to be talking about different topics. We're going to be talking about different topics throughout the show. So if you guys want to chime in and give us a call, let us know what you think about what we're talking about. That would be great. 718-766-4553. As well as, I also want to let people know, all the people right out there listening right now, the D-Team, that's what I like to call them, all those supporters and listeners of the D Hour Show. You are the D team. You can always tune into the D Hour Show. Not only can you listen to it online on your computer, but you can also, if for those with Android phones, you know, cell phones, Android phones, you can download the free you can download the application TuneIn Radio, TuneIn, TuneIn Radio, and you can listen to the D Hour Show on TuneIn Radio, as well as for all those iPad and iPhone users. Yes, the D Hour Show is now on iTunes, so you can download and listen to the D Hour Show on iTunes as well. Go to iTunes, go to podcasts, search D Hour Show, and you can listen to us on that as well. We got hits, people. We got hits right now. We're going to sit back and relax and get ready for the D Poetry Spot in a little bit with my girl, Joy Mika Ward. Right now, we're going to kick it off. It's Men at Large. With their
hits. All
right. Yeah, I'm hitting them, CK. Men at Large with their hit single, So Alone. It's the D Hour Show. I hope you're not so alone, but the brothers of Men at Large going to serenade you right now while we get it in. It's CK and D Slate. We getting it in right here on the D Hour Show, the Tuesday Spot.
Tuesday Spot.
Okay, yeah, I psyched y'all out. That was just the instrumental. I know people was just ready to get their sang on, and they was like, oh, yeah, I got that. No, I psyched y'all out. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that to y'all. Aw,
dude, come on now. Who's
out there? They thought I was about to hit them with some of the. No, I psyched them out, actually. Actually, no, I'll give you guys a little something of that maybe a little later. We're going to do it, though, for real with my girl CeCe Peniston with her hit. Keep on walking. We had CeCe on the show last Thursday. Had an incredible interview with her. CeCe Peniston with her hit single, Keep On Walking. It's the Tuesday Spot with D Slater CK. Let's get it.
Burning. Do you have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D. Slate, CK. We are in the building. The brothers are in the building of the D-Hour Show. Knit in. Yes, indeed. You just got through listening to my girl, CC Paniston, with her hit single, Keep On Walking. Did I do it to you, CK, with the men at large? Did I do it to you?
You know, I ain't going to go there with you about that. I'm moving along. Yeah, I was getting almost like I was feeling a little bit because, you know, we got some really nice sisters out here, and then he's like, here, I'm going to leave it alone, Pete. I'm going to leave it alone.
For my boy,
But you made up with CC. I'll let you ride with that one.
But you know, for my boy CK, I'm gonna put him down with some men at large a little later in the show. We got great hits we're gonna be playing throughout the show. So, right now, ladies and gentlemen, right now it's time for us to introduce our lovely segment on the Tuesday spotlight that we like to call the D Poetry Spot. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and light your candles, light your incense, throw up the snaps if you will.
Hold your light up in the air.
If you will, please. And right now, we're going to go ahead and introduce the D Poetry Spot so we can get it in with our first poet tonight. It's the D Poetry Spot on the D Hour Show.
This is the D Poetry Spot, and I'm Isis, the goddess of poetry. Flow it to me. Into the universe, chasing down the tongue and speaking new languages. Leave feeling its freedom ringing in your soul. Flow it freely. No, leave that which prohibits you to be anything else but free flowing in the breeze. Flow it free until your conscious freezes with zest and less stress. To confine its motionless mind, dimming light till you are blind. No, let's rewind, go back in time, when it would only cost a penny for your thoughts. Now, it's a dime. Flow it free, do not be reckless and intertwined with bottomless pits of naked minds. Be not afraid to take a peek into my mind, because only in this place and time, within the fine line, will you find a peace of mind, and you will then be able to flow it free. Now, leave me. This is the D Poetry Spot.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, this is the D Poetry Spot, right here on the D Hour Show, and right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to introduce our first poet on the D Poetry Spot tonight. She hails from Texas, ladies and gentlemen, and she is a wonderful poet. Please give a warm D Poetry Spot welcome to Miss Jomika Ward.
Hello.
Well, hello, Jomika. How you doing?
I'm good.
All right. Well, thank you. Well, thank you. Thank you for tuning into the show tonight. Thank you for calling in and joining us tonight on the D Poetry Spot. Me and CK definitely can't wait to hear some of your poetry. I got my co-host CK in the building with me. Before we get started, I always like to ask, we always like to ask a few questions when, the poets. my first question for you is, how long have you been writing poetry, and what inspires you to write?
I've been writing. I wrote my first poem when I was in seventh grade, and ever since then I've been writing kind of off and on. What inspires me now, a big part is my kids, and kind of I turned 30, so kind of reflection. I've been doing a lot of reflecting in my life and kind of thinking about what happened then and what's going on now. So, but the big part of my writing is my kids.
And those are great inspirations. Those are absolutely great inspirations. Some of the best poetry are written about children and inspired from children. So definitely can't wait to hear that. My next question for you is, when you think about poetry and the way poetry was perceived a long time ago, you know, it was like in a small dive somewhere where, you know, you had a lot of odd individuals will come in and they would get on stage and, you know, start reciting some of their poetry. Everybody smoking and drinking and just sitting there kind of like in a daze listening to the poetry. And it was kind of like a small group, you know, of individuals that was really into. But now when you think about, you know, thanks to music and film and television, nowadays when you think about the way poetry is perceived now, you know, how do you feel about the difference of the way it was perceived then and the way it's perceived now?
I think there is a big difference. And then when you brought up music for me and writing, they sometimes go hand in hand, because a lot of times I can listen to a song and be like, ooh, that gets sparked an emotion or whatever, and then I'll start writing off of that. I think then, compared to now, poetry then was more of, I think, an escape. A lot of times people did it to try to escape whatever reality they were going through, or maybe just to kind of shed light in their own way on their situation. Right. Now, poetry, it's the same. I believe it's the same. But I think there's a little bit more that's been added to it. I think I've listened to all types of poets, all different authors. And you really get to see, I believe, when I read a particular poet or author, you really get to see where they're coming from. A lot of times when you can read in between those lines and kind of dig deep, you can kind of see, okay, I kind of feel where they're coming from. You know, it might not be someone in my, you know, my culture or whatnot, but by sitting back and kind of listening to what they're saying and then just taking that step to express themselves, you can kind of see where they're coming from. So I think there is a difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you. CK, you got any questions for our poet?
Yes. How you doing, Jamaica?
I'm good.
That's good. My first question is, was there anybody in your family, or was it a poet or someone that inspired you when you first started writing?
I think everybody really inspired me, or kind of pushed me, and to this day they still do. Because when I was younger and I first started to write, a lot of people, you know, were really excited, like, Joy knows how to write, and were asking me to write some little poems and things like that, or asking me to speak at their church and write a little poem or just whatever. So everybody's really excited, and they still do now. I think my biggest inspiration as far as inspiring me to write, I would say, was my church, honestly. Because, like I said, even to this day, from when I first started even till now, people still ask me and still kind of remind me, Joe, are you writing? Have you wrote anything lately? You know, we really want to hear you write. So I think my church has been my biggest inspiration, or kind of can help me to continue. Because there was a point where I kind of stopped because I got that writer's block, and I kind of put it down for a moment. But my church really inspired me to kind of think about it and kind of still, you know, pick up a pencil and just, you know, continue to write. So I think it was my church.
Right. Now, I have two more questions. Next question is, are you currently, do you have anything published?
No. And that's my next, I guess, goal as far as my creative writing or my writing, is to try to get published. No, I'm not. that's my dream, my goal. What's keeping me from it? I don't know. But, no, I'm not. But I would like to.
Okay.
That's my goal.
Okay, and my final question is, if there was any particular poet or writer, past, present, that also influenced you as well, who would you like to meet?
I would love to speak to Langston Hughes. And the crazy thing about it was I was introduced to Langston Hughes from, I don't know how to say it, okay, when my a white English teacher of mine, and the crazy thing about it was I don't know if it was just because of the environment I was in or I guess maybe that was offered. I kind of stuck to a lot of white authors, white poets, and kind of studied that a little bit and really didn't dig deep into the, you know, African-American poets and things like that until I got older. And this particular teacher introduced me to Langston Hughes, and we actually had to do a project. We had, you know, read a poem and do a report and all that. And she came to me and she said, Joymeeka, I think this would be an author that you will understand, you will enjoy. And when I first got that book, the Raising the Sun, you know, with the Broadway play and all that, when I first got the book and read that poem, I was like, oh, okay. Yes, I really liked it. So it would be Langston Hughes. That would be somebody
right.
I would down just ask a whole lot of questions like that were brewing like from the beginning when I first started, was introduced to him. So.
Wow.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, right now it's time for the Deep Poetry Spot. We're going to dim the light, and we're going to hand the mic to Miss Joymeeka Ward, and she's going to recite her first piece for us. Live right here on the D-Hour Show's Deep Poetry Spot. And I pass the mic to Joy.
Thank you. My first poem is called Design. The corners of my shoulders, the nudge of my arms, the shake in my hips, the bend in my knee, the toughness of my feet, my stride, that's all me. I was designed to be nothing less than me. Petite or with curves, I'll always slide into the room the same, hold my head at times high, even higher, but in the midst of it all, I will be me, my design.
That was a wonderful piece. Thank you. Thank you so much for that one. I enjoyed that. I definitely enjoyed that. I'm not gonna hold her up. I'm gonna pass the mic back to Miss Joymeeka, and here's her second piece right here on the Deep Poetry Spot.
It was a good day. It's been a long day. All I wanna do is close my eyes, but I got to pray. Thank you, Lord, for this day. You see, I would have forgotten about the door you opened and held for me today. Or the kind hand, because I would have, could have fallen. Thank you, Lord. For what you did today, it was a good day. So before I close my eyes, let me say thank you again. And I ask, if it be your will, allow me the next day to open a door or catch someone else. Lord, let it be. And thank you, Lord, because today was a good day.
Well, Joymeeka, I want to be the first to say it myself and CK. It was a pleasure to have you on the Deep Poetry Spot with us, and I want to say that we definitely do think you should definitely have your poetry published, and definitely keep writing it. You have some great poetry, and we would love to see it published in a poetry book or of that sort. And also, if anybody wants to contact you or talk to you online, where would they be able to find you?
On my Twitter page, and actually I just kind of put it back up, but it's at Joymeeka, J-O-I, capital M-E-E-K-A.
All right, there it is. Enjoy Mika. Definitely make sure you follow us on Twitter at The Hour Show, DHOURSOW, and we'll definitely get the word out there to everybody to definitely check you out.
I will. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Deep Poetry Spot. And we can't wait to hear more poetry from you. And I'll definitely be in contact with you because we'd love to have you back on with us again.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
You have a blessed night, and thank you so much for joining us on the Deep Poetry Spot.
Okay. Thank you.
It's the D Hour Show, ladies and gentlemen, the Deep Poetry Spot. That was the lovely Miss Joy Mika Ward with her poetry right here on the Deep Poetry Spot. And we got more coming up in a little bit. You know, my man Steve Scott, Steve-O, is going to be joining us. Steve has some incredible poetry as well, so definitely can't wait till we get it in with him. Right now, we're going to take a quick music break. Yeah, you heard what I said. We're going to take a quick music break. I got a couple of hits for you guys, absolutely. Yesterday was the anniversary of the passing of Michael Jackson. And, everybody out there who, and we're going to continue to celebrate the incredible life of Michael Jackson this week. You know, talking about Michael and some of the fond memories we've had, and, you know, definitely listening to some of his music. And I definitely got one of his hits tonight that we're going to be playing. You know, the one of his hits, you know, Working Day and Night, and that was definitely one of my jams, absolutely. And when we come back, you know, me and CK is definitely going to share some of our favorite memories of Michael Jackson as well, one of the greatest music entertainers to ever grace this business. So we'll definitely talk about that when we get back. And like I said out there, everybody that's listening, if you want to chime in and talk about or put your two cents in on some of the things that me and CK are talking about, you guys can definitely call at 718-766-4553. That's 718-766-4553. And that's definitely press the 1 button so we know that you're in and you want to get it in with us. Right now we got hits, and it's Michael Jackson with his hit, Working Day and Night. It's D. Slade and CK on the Tuesday Spot. Let's get it.
All right now. Sugar.
got a thing for you that I can't let go.
And though I only want the best, it's true.
Like that sometimes.
welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy, D-Slate, CK in the building. We playing all the hits on this lovely Tuesday spot right on the D-Hour Show. You just got to be listening to my man, Keith Murray, with his hit, The Rhyme. Before that was the beautiful and fabulous Miss Tess Henley with her hit, What You Won't Do for Love. And before that, we gave homage to one of the greatest entertainers in music, Mr. Michael Jackson, with Working Day and Night. And like I said before, yesterday was the anniversary of the passing of a legend, and that was Mr. Michael Jackson. And we're definitely going to keep paying homage to him and keep talking about him for the rest of the week and some of the great things that he's done in this business. And me and CK going to get it in about him in a little bit as well. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to go ahead and introduce our next poet and our final poet for the Deep Poetry Spot tonight. And I've heard some of this brother's poetry, and I got to say it's absolutely amazing. You guys are going to love it. The brother has some phenomenal poetry, and it's about time for you guys to dim those lights, light them incense again, you know, vanilla, jasmine, whatever incense you have, you know. Delicious incense, however you get out, whatever incense you have, you go ahead and light them up right now, snap those fingers, and let's get it in with the D Poetry Spot.
This is the D Poetry Spot, and I'm Isis, the goddess of poetry. Flow it through into the universe, taking down the tongue. And speak new languages. Leave feeling its freedom ringing in your soul. Flow it freely. No, leave that which prohibits you to be anything else but free flowing in the breeze. Flow it free until your conscious freezes with zest and less stress to confine its motionless mind, dimming light till you are blind. No, let's rewind. Go back in time when it would only cost a penny for your thoughts. Now, it's a dime. Flow it free. Do not be reckless and intertwined with bottomless pits of naked minds. Be not afraid to take a peek into my mind, because only in this place and time, within the fine line, will you find a peace of mind, and you will then be able to flow it free. Now, leave me.
This is the D Poetry Spot.
Yes, indeed, it's the D Poetry Spot right here on the D Hour Show. Ladies and gentlemen, hailing all the way from your boy D Slate's hometown. You heard what I said. Hailing from the hometown of Chi-Town, Chicago, home of Michael Jordan and Derrick Rose. Doubles home of Chi-Town, please give a warm D Poetry Spot welcome to my man, Mr. Steve Scott, a.k.a. Steve-O, in the building.
Thanks a lot, my brother. Much love to Chi-Town, representing for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All my brothers and sisters from Art and Soul, Oakwood College. Here we go, Gammy.
That's right. Steve, before I let you spit this flaming poetry for him real quick, me and my co-host CK are going to ask you one question, and then we're definitely going to get it in with the poetry, let you spit those two pieces for him real quick. My question for you is, and I like to ask this question of a lot of the poets that we have on the show, you know, your viewpoint on, you know, the way poetry was perceived a long time ago and the way it is perceived now. You know, poetry back then was almost kind of like some sort of a fad, you know, almost kind of like a way for people to escape the normalcies of life, and you know, they would go to, you know, the small little hangout, and you know, get up on the mic and spit poetry. You got people in there, you know, smoking and drinking, and everybody's just gazed into the poetry. People wearing all black, you know, it was just so those type of individuals that was deep into poetry back then. But now, so many people are into it right now. So many people are writing. So many people are spitting poetry these days thanks to music and film and television and so many of the media outlets. Poetry now is a serious genre. We have poetry slams and competitions all over the world. So it's pretty huge now. Your opinion about the way it was perceived then and the way it's perceived now?
Well, you know, my brother, I think you touched on it with the evolution of poetry. You know, you got to give respect to the rappers like Tupac and Rakim, you know, cats I may not even listen to anymore now that I'm trying to live for Christ, but they were poets, you know, and they helped to put the genre on the map for the urban community, for the people who from where I'm from, you know. But then you come from a community like, you know, you got your postmodernists and these cats that are, you know, trying to strip poetry of all its beauty, and, you know, you got that to deal with. But I think the poetry is basically the voice of the people, and it's the people expressing themselves, you know, so it's going to continue to evolve as people evolve, as we grow and develop.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely, man. Well said. Thank you. CK, your question for Steve-O.
How you doing, Steve-O? I'm going to combine two questions in one, so we can get you on the mic. Are you currently published as well as any influential writers of the past, present, that touched you into your work as of right now?
All right, I'm being published. I have a CD, you know, self-published. I put it out there myself, a book, self-published. So Mental Excavation is the CD. Poetic Pleasure is the book. I've been blessed to be published in Insight magazine with a poem that I wrote, you know, and basically just stuff over the internet, but nothing big, no big time books with a major publishing company or anything like that. And as far as my inspiration, I'm inspired by the Psalms, man. You know, I read the Word of God, and it's just like it's a beautiful thing. It's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. In terms of authors, you may know more modern other than David, you know, Tupac, The Rose That Grew From Concrete. That was good stuff, and, you know, it kind of set me on my way. Not to mention Art and Soul, you know, it was a group of poets and rappers from Oakwood College, and, man, they just brought all these emotions out of me and helped me to be able to relate to the crowd and the public on stage, man, and I thank the Lord for them.
Well, absolutely. First of all, Steve, I got to commend you, brother, for you know, taking the initiative and you know, publishing your own CD and your own book and definitely getting it out there. There's a lot of poets out there that are still trying to take those steps, so I commend you on that, brother, absolutely.
Thanks a lot, my brother.
Okay, right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Deep Poetry Spot, and I'm going to pass the mic to Steve-O so he can give us his first piece.
Much love to the Deep Poetry Spot. This piece right here is called Gammy. It's going out to Art and Soul and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This real talk, a true story, so listen up. Gammy. I peeped her silhouette and her figure, bruh. Whispered to myself, damn, I'm feeling her. An alteration of her monosyllabic moniker equals Gammy. Gammy. With an E. And since she was bolder than me, she chopped up the ice block first. Caught my attention with a series of firsts, then later hooked me with superlatives. I know the truth now better than I knew him back in 96. I was just a kid, back when my eyes were big, back when my feature scent was cool water cologne because of a Snoop song, rocking a lukewarm fit with Baby Magic baby lotion on my skin. Y'all know the pink bottle. Must have caught Gammy's attention because she got attentive and dig this ear is what she mentioned. Indeed, I see you on the sidelines with your wide eyes and your smile lines when my thighs do a drive-by. You like to swagger the wise guys for your prayer rise, like the tire rise when they love you with the high fives or the pitchforks. Yeah, you a blue dude. Here's a crew. Get you clicked up. Now the rest happened kind of quick, bruh. Overnight, I went from quiet and laid back to a gangster and a Mac. From one girl at a time to buy one, get two free six-packs. Cocked my fitted cap and clung to Gammy. She was my crack. Got me feeling like Super G as I wilt these Venus beans like Tommy Lee, Man in Black. As a matter of fact, my confidence surged like the Dow Jones. Gammy got me working out with the football team, and with every compliment on the beach, the Dow rose. The symmetrical waves on my hair were like a black sea. Started feeling like a Tupac spectacle with all eyes on me. Invincibility. Thought I had a lifetime subscription to that mad called time. And the flow was so tight, I didn't even have to make it, pull my teeth. That's Latin for rhyme. was feeling real good one day during the spring, and a gray and blue fit with Gammy and my G's. Rob spotted a porch full of chicks, and we had to creep, because just like us, they were three deep. And even if you understand only basic arithmetic, that's a one-on-one connection for each, you see. Back then, I didn't understand the lesson of Joshua 5 and how it was more essential to first collab with the vine of John 15:5, and how sometimes he appeared even before the incarnation. Back then, it was pretty basic, so we pulled into the driveway, and all three of us had dates for later after a few player statements. Now, that visit of truth, it was like a peroration stating Gammy was a now and later. I'd enjoy her candy now, but later the payment's due. But since I wasn't in tune, we presume. Rob screeched out of the driveway onto the busy street, stunting and almost causing a collision with a brown big body Chevy. The drivers talk smack, theirs up the strap, a high-speed chase ensued with me sitting in the back. In front of murderous cat's eye lock, I know God had to have me. The encounter was about the most surreal episode of my season. We were doing 83 on the Chi-Town streets. There were tire screams and cacophonies of horns as we ignored red lights and stop signs in favor of our lives. The background scene of the chorus got darker and thicker. Brother, are we ride or die with Gammy in us? The nine sang in falsetto as the wicked fellow refused to let us go. Pop, pop, pop. My legs went numb. I'm feeling cold like boys to men. Let it snow. Now the Grim Reaper, he's fictional, but the angel of the Lord, him I know. He's showing up like a Christophany in my life, B.C. Would I die with the firstborn of Egypt or be an Israelite on the spiritual? We hit it south on State Street and we can't go slow because the Avenger of Blood is on our bumper. That's the blood that flows from between legs premarital beneath the covers. The vivacious sounds and colors got me paralyzed in dude's eyes. Turned backwards, I can touch him with my hand. I'm staring into the puffy twister thinking this is the end. Started seeing Gammy's hat was just an artificial rise like leaven. Led us to a high-speed car chase which would culminate on 127th at the Calumet down by the riverside. Chevy too close for us to turn, or do we stop and face the music of the nine? Pop, pop, pop. Steady looking back into dude's eyes, calm and serene, wanting to slay me. Fornicating in between Gammy's thighs, but whispering, Jesus, save me. Hey, if y'all like this, tune in again, because part two is crazy. That's that piece.
Absolutely, absolutely incredible piece, Steve-O. Represents Chi-Town, brother. I like that. Man, that was incredible. CK, what you mean, bro?
I mean, he was deep. He took me out. When I was listening, I was just like, I was just thinking about everything he was saying. I was picturing it. And it's just like, we don't have that kind of vibe like that anymore. And just hearing it just made me went back to those times. So, like, I really enjoyed that.
Definitely. Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to hold him up because I know he got more. It's my man Steve-O with his second piece right here on the D-Hour Show's D-Poetry Spot.
Yeah, this would led me to the game. Gammy is the game, in case y'all didn't know. But this right here is Dear Daddy. Dear Daddy, even one of the strongest black women I know couldn't do it alone. She needed you. It takes a third leg to raise a man, right? Presuming I can air, right? Mama only has two. Yeah, it's true, little boys look up to their daddies, and life demands a father's instruction. Life without you was no doubt truly an opportunity for the enemy to enhance his plans of destruction. That's destruction upon me. Yeah, my life's been something, and you missed it. Ooh-wee, daddy, can you envision how it was? Learning about the birds and the bees from cats on the street. Let's not forget TV and my horny older cousins. Had me feeling all messed up just because I was still a virgin at that young one, too. So as I grew older, bolder, a little bit colder, misconceiving what it meant to be a true soldier, I come buck out on the toilet stool. Chick I barely even knew. Ooh, if only you would have used procreation, you would have conceived protection. Here's a rhetorical question based on retrospection. Was my pain worth subsiding your erection? Nah, here's the rejection of that type of intellection. Though major, pain was only a fraction of my life. I mean, Your semi-rejection hurt me, right? And I was left to seek advice from those compelled to misguide, but I was still created for a reason. Ask Jesus Christ. And at first I missed the mark, even as written with forbidden things at night. And you could have been that spark to light up a young life when it got dark. Daddy, you do believe me, right? Do you believe I fight sometimes, not even knowing why I was angry? What's next? Ain't for humor. Y'all probably paint pictures like it's Antoine Fisher, but my rage wasn't fueled by abandonment. It was a brain tumor. All those rumors of the perfect family were like eye candy for me to only desire. So I sought the fast life when I could have used the real man's advice. Instead of the Holy Spirit, for a minute, it was weed getting me higher, higher, lower. And though I'm not a crier, if I could weep, I shed 18 tears. I mean, they couldn't take your place or compensate, but they'd at least delineate the pain of my first 18 years. Like most of my peers, I'm the product of a dysfunctional home, and it's a blessing that though deprived, I was still taught from wrong. Daddy, can you feel me for real, see I'm trying to tell you it hasn't been easy. Without you, life was quite tough, and I'm not upset with you or mad at you. I'm just spitting the truth, and it just so happens that this beat in my head is quite crunk. So I might huff and puff a bit while I vent this frustration about the situation I had to crawl out of while you was puffing on that white stuff. I'm so grateful that my heavenly daddy is both our father, and his path is straight, though we stray. I mean, you even cleaned your act up, and I'm coming off that Mac stuff. I guess good things come when we pray. Because we pray. It takes more than two legs to raise a son. Hey, Dad, when I was first born, my mama's first born, your youngest son, what did you think? Were you like, gee whiz, my young one, my kid? Shorty looks just like me. Let's call him Steve. And that's Steve the third, Andrew Scott, because my last name is not the same one you wear. Yeah, you were already married when mama carried me in her womb. My survival was a question. Ooh, wee, Daddy. I still believe that you cared. Pops, I love you with all my heart, art, and soul, and this word rolling to break you down or divide you up. It's just time for some things to be said. Do you feel me? Hun, Dad, it's me, your lad, trying to wise you up. I'm grateful to God that you put down that cup on some sober up, but now I'm all grown up and we can't change what the past did. You'll always be my father, but you can't put spilled milk back into this carton, so don't bother trying. Instead, it's time to look out for your grandkids. I'm the only one of your four that's chosen not to plant seeds, but you should have your hands full because the rest of your kids made you eight. Pops, I love you with all my heart. You got to believe that. Just know that you made some mistakes like we all do. I'm still believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he got me and he got you, Daddy. Time to make it right, and that's that.
TK, what you think, bro?
It was deep because he reached out, and he let Dad know, you know, and I really felt that. And, you know, I commend you for even opening up and reaching out to tell how you felt, because a lot of times we don't get to tell our parents how we truly feel, either one, they never been around, or two, they don't want to hear, and three, they're gone, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I can appreciate that one as well. Being raised in a single family home myself, I can definitely appreciate that poetry, man. And that was deep. And you're very talented poet, Steve-O. And I gotta say that I definitely can't wait to hear more from you. If anybody, bro, want to listen to some of your poetry or catch up with you online, where would they be able to find you at?
You know, you could check me out on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? What is it? The Peacemaker? The_peace, PIECE _MAKER. Yeah, so hit me up on Twitter and, you know, I can get y'all some contacts where you can get the CD, where you can check out the YouTube videos and all that.
Absolutely. Well, you know what, too, Steve-O, definitely follow us on Twitter at The Hour Show, DHOURSHOW. Definitely follow us so we can definitely let everybody know about you and what you're doing. Actually, Steve-O, I got something for you too, bro, so don't go nowhere. Go ahead and just stay on the line real quick.
You know, bro, can I say one other thing real quick?
Go ahead.
You know, that last piece, I kind of got choked up at the end, man, and I forgot the words to it, so I improvised because today is his birthday, man. Happy birthday, Pops. I still love you. And that's that, man. God bless all y'all.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. Definitely stay on the line. Definitely stay on the line, Steve-O. I got a proposition for you. I got something for you. Incredible poets, Miss Joymeeka Ward and Mr. Steve Scott, you know, joining us tonight. And another lovely Deep Poetry Spot on Tuesday. And if you're a poet and you like to be on the Deep Poetry Spot on Tuesdays, just hit us up, thehourshow@gmail.com. That's thehourshow@gmail.com. And if you guys know poets who want to recite some of their poetry, definitely tell them to hit us up, and we'll be able to try to get them in on the show so they can recite some of that poetry. Real quick, we're going to go to the, look like we got a caller. We're going to go to the phone lines real quick. Caller 770-882, you're on with D. Slayton CK on the D Hour Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Serena, and I'm calling from East Point, Georgia.
Hi.
I was calling to tell Steve that I'm very proud of him. I love him, and that last piece really just touched me because we're cousins, and as he knows, I don't have a really good relationship with my father, but I'm doing my best to repair that.
I love you, little cuz. It's all good. We got a father in heaven.
You ain't have to do that on the air, Steve.
We got a father in heaven, little cuz. I love you.
I'm the oldest, but he thinks he's the big cuz now. So, but yeah, I got the man upstairs, and he's guiding my way because I never had a good relationship with my dad, and I'll be 40 this year. And that really touched me. And happy birthday, Uncle Steve.
Absolutely. Well, sweetie, thank you so much for calling in and showing that love. And definitely keep continuing to listen to us. We got some great shows coming up for the remainder of the week. But thank you so much for calling in and showing Steve love.
I appreciate that. And Steve, you still got game. It's just changed up.
Thanks a lot, Lucas.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. I'm going to keep listening, though.
All right, thank you for calling in. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got more. We got more D Hour Show coming up. That was a D Poetry Spot, like I said. It's your boy D Slay CK. We're in the building. I'm going to take a quick music break real quick. We got hits. You know we always got hits on the D Hour Show. We getting it in, as always. Make sure you guys tune into the D Hour Show tomorrow on Nod Your Head Wednesday with Logical One, Amber, and RC. They're going to be getting it in with Greg Nice from the hit old school rap group Nice and Smooth. And you never know who else is going to be in with them. So make sure you tune in tomorrow as well as tune in on Thursday. It's another wonderful edition of Celebrity Thursday. Your boy D Slate is going to be getting it in, and I'm going to be chatting it up with R&B pop superstar Miss Maya. Miss Maya. Maya's going to be in the building with us on Thursday, so make sure you guys keep us locked. Yeah, we're going to be talking with her about her new music and her new album, so we're going to be getting it in with her. So make sure you guys tune in. You never know who else is going to be in. I mean, D Slate, you know, the D Hour Show, CK, we get it in like that, and we push out. We like a surprise. We like a surprise. You know, I'm not talking about, you know what I'm saying, jumping from the behind the door while you butt naked coming out the shower surprise. You're not talking about nothing like that. You know, we're not talking about nothing like that. Not that kind of surprise. But we always got surprises for you. So you that's right. We always got surprises for you, so you never know how we're going to get down right here on the D-Hour Show. But we're going to get some more music for you guys real quick. It's the brothers of BBD with their hit, Poison, right here on the D-Hour Show. Let's get it.
Yeah, I done made a freezing full effect. You ready, Ron? I'm ready. You ready, Dale?
I'm ready, Slick, are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind.
Yeah.
Yo. Situation.
Oh yeah. You know, so what's going on with you, Ebony? What's happening with my girl Ebony?
Diva Ebony B is enjoying her vacation, her summers. Big shout out to all the mamas and daddies and biological parents and step parents who worked hard all year and decided to say this summer is our summer and we're gonna
That's
do
right.
what we wanna do. The kids is old enough now, so I'm enjoying it. I just made me a this is ghetto too, but whatever. I made me a waffle ham and cheese. I did a ham and cheese and put it in a waffle maker, and I'm sipping on a margarita with this beautiful view. So yes, that's right. Diva Ebony B is doing right now.
Well, we could go ahead and just put it out there and call it the summer of parents. I'm sorry,
mm-hmm.
kids. It's the summer of parents. That's what it is.
That's right. That's right.
You know, so that's exactly what it is. It's the summer of parents. We're gonna enjoy the summer this year, kids. Y'all gonna have to cater to us this summer. And if you don't like it, you can get a V slap.
Hit it with a V slap. Hit it with a V slap.
If you don't like it, you can get one M. But I spoke on too. Actually, me and C-Cap, I said earlier we were gonna kind of mention some of our favorite Michael Jackson moments. I guess I'm going to start with mine. I guess one of my most favorite Michael Jackson moments was Motown 25. When Michael hadn't seen, you know, the brothers in a while, because he was out there doing his thing, and he came out there and he performed with them, and then he came out and he hit the crowd with Billie Jean, and he did the moonwalk, and he just hit everybody with the new joint and he just wowed the world when they saw that, and that was probably one of the most incredible performances anybody has seen him, you know, seen of him on TV, and that just wowed me when I saw it, and that's probably one of my most standout Michael Jackson moments. That's probably one of my most standout moments. CK, what about you?
Well, that would be my most favorite, but I had to say the 2003 BET Awards when he presented for James Brown, and he came out, put the cape over him, and then he started doing a little dance. So James said, hold up, wait a minute, do that dance one more time. And then he did it, jump right into it.
Yes, I remember that. I like that. That was good. That was definitely good. I do remember that. Ebony, you got any, what about you? You got any favorite Michael Jackson moments?
I got so many favorite Michael Jackson moments, but one of my favorite ones is when he made that song "What About Us," and also the video he made when he with the black and white. I think that was very creative.
Oh,
yeah. Yes, that was dope. With him and Janet Jackson did the
"Scream."
That's Too Much for Me. Scream. Oh, that was dope. That was one of my favorites. And just seeing how he was such a master at controlling the crowd and the lights and the stage. He was such a great person and a great artist as well, but I got a chance to watch the movie that he was creating before he died, and watching how he would say, you know, bring the lights down here, and, you know, how he would bring his music to life. So, you know, Michael Jackson is definitely somebody to go and look back to and enjoy the music, whether it was upbeat or whether it was slow tempo, but he truly loved the people. So I just love Michael Jackson, anything that he did, man.
I agree. I don't really think people truly understand just how really talented this man was. I mean,
mm-hmm.
when you think about some of the incredible videos that he put out, he revolutionized videos. He revolutionized music videos. I mean, think about Thriller. You know, think about what's the song he did when he was in Egypt?
Remember the Time?
Yeah, Remember the
you
Time.
Remember
you
the
know?
Time. Oh,
right.
Man.
Think about Thriller. Think about some of these, you know, Scream, what he did with Janet. You know, think about some of these incredible Smooth Criminal. I mean,
the one he did with Chris Tucker, too.
Yes.
You're out of my world.
I mean, some people was like, look at what he's doing, you know, especially in Smooth Criminal. I mean, he was doing dances that was certain artists, they would probably have to be held on strings or something to do it, but that's just the way he got down. I mean, that's just how talented he was. Michael was a perfectionist. He was a perfectionist.
Right.
He wanted everything that he did to be great, you know, and that's what he achieved. So, again, I know there's a lot of artists out there that want to get, you know, and not just the up-and-coming artists, but even some of the celebrity artists that are out there right now that want to be as great as him. I mean, you know, there's some people that are that are very talented, but I'm just going to say right now, I really don't see I really don't see anybody, you know, being like Mike, at least not right now. You know, there's some.
I would say Neo is close.
Yeah, Neo's doing some great things. You know, him and Chris Brown both are some incredible performers, you know, and dancers. And, you know, hopefully they can get to that level, you know, real soon. But, I mean, we talk about Mike. Is this the same dude that, you know, would do concerts overseas? You know, how many male artists do you know that had men screaming for them, Michael? How many male artists?
I carry out on stretchers.
How many male artists do you know had men passing out and screaming for them? Sure ain't got no men screaming for him.
They probably have a female nature.
Ain't got no men screaming for him like that. I mean, so I mean, I'm talking about manly men just straight crying, Michael. Oh my God, you know, just crying. You know,
being Emily, you know what? I want to include this. He was a poet too.
Oh yes.
I performed last night. I just want to say this. I performed last night and I opened up. I did a tribute piece to him, but I pay homage to him prior with the end of Will You Be There, and the end section of the song, he goes into spoken word. That's, to me, that's the earliest version of spoken word for me, because I was like, I thought about it. I'm like, yeah, he did do poetry too, because he had a poetry book as well as his autobiography. So I was like, I had to do it. I was in love with it. So I'm like, yeah. True poet.
Absolutely. So all those out there, man, I mean, if you don't know a lot about his music or seen any of his videos, please go to YouTube and look up some of Michael's most famous videos. Remember the Time, Thriller, you know, Smooth Criminal. Look at some of those videos, Black and White. I mean, look at some of those videos and look at the many great things that, right, you know, some of the many great things that he's done with music. But yeah, just make sure you guys do that. And I just want to thank everybody for tuning into the show tonight. Thank you guys for joining us tonight on the D Hour Show Tuesday Spot. I want to thank, big thanks to my man Steve Scott and to my girl Jamaica Ward for joining us on the D Poetry Spot. Make sure you guys check them out on Twitter as well, and definitely follow us on Twitter at D Hour Show. And you can keep tuning into the D Hour Show every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday. And Saturday, just, you know, check us on Facebook and Twitter for all the times and locations, because, you know, I'm like Star Trek. You just never know where I'm going to be. But, you know, you never know how we're going to get down. And like I said, tune into the D Hour Show tomorrow on Nod Your Head Wednesday. We got Greg Nice from Nice and Smooth on Nod Your Head Wednesday, as well as Celebrity Thursday. Yes. Your boy D Slater is going to be chatting it up with the beautiful R&B and R&B superstar Miss Maya is going to be in the building with us. So make sure you guys definitely get it in with us. And this Saturday, on Indie Up Saturday, we're going to be talking to the talented brother Noel Gordine. And also, we're going to be getting in with some hip-hop artists as well. So make sure you guys keep it locked, keep it tuned in. You never know who's going to be on the D Hour Show. And as always, stay safe and just, you know, keep enjoying music. And, you know, if you guys know some incredibly talented artists out there who deserve some radio play, then you tell them to check us out at the D Hour Show, and you tell them to contact us at dhourshow@gmail.com. CK, what you want to say to the people?
Take care, be safe. Don't burn no houses down like we talked about earlier. Someone told me to tell you that about as far as Mike, let's say there will never be another artist who can compare to the excellence of the musicians from back then. Because they came out during a time where people were waiting for something amazing to happen. People needed someone to teach them. So that was my friend Tammy. She wanted me to, you know, let that be known to you. So.
Absolutely, and I agree with her. I absolutely, definitely. And it's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio, another incredible Tuesday spot with the brothers D. Slater, CK. We'll definitely get it in with you guys next time. Keep tuning in. Check out Nod Your Head Wednesday tomorrow with Logical One, RC, and Amber with my man Greg Nice. Hey, it's the D-Hour Show. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night.
Night, everybody.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. And 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.